Well, turn again, please, to that passage of Scripture we read earlier, to 2 Kings chapter 2, 2 Kings chapter 2. With God's Word open before us, let us bow, please, just in a brief word of prayer. Our Father and our God, as we come now to consider Thy precious Word, we pray, O God, that Thou would still every heart, O God, before Thee, that each one of us today might know and hear the speaking voice of God, saying, "This is the way, walk ye therein." Do open our eyes, Lord, to behold wondrous things out of Thy law. Use Thy word to the building up of every child of God. Use Thy word to the salvation of the sinner and to the glorifying of Thy name. Empty me now of self and of sin, O God. Fill me afresh with the Holy Ghost, with the power of God. Pour out Thy Spirit upon preacher and upon congregation alike. Be unto us all that we would need and require, Lord, for the ministry of Thy precious truth. Hide man far behind the cross, and exalt and magnify Thy name. Amen. The text of Scripture that the Lord has laid upon my heart for this meeting today, and want to base our remarks around, are the final words there of verse number 11 of 2 Kings chapter number 2, where it says, "And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven." Now, every believer has a tremendous prospect. Yes, in this life, the believer may face many trials and difficulties, but such things do not last for the believer. Indeed, the Bible says the things which are seen are temporal. Because after this life, this world, the scene of time, the believer goes to be with the Lord in heaven. And heaven is that place of eternal blessing, eternal joy, and eternal bliss. It is a place where nothing there can ever harm the child of God. The Bible speaks of those in heaven and says, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." Indeed, that is why the apostle Paul could say that to die is gain. Also, the Lord Jesus Christ, when He was here on earth, He assured His disciples of this tremendous prospect before them in John chapter 14, when He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." What a prospect awaits the believer in Christ. And our Bible reading today tells us of Elijah, that servant of God, that prophet that we've been looking at in recent weeks, tells of his entering in to the reality of this tremendous and a glorious prospect. For here we read of Elijah going home to heaven as he departs this life. You see here from the passage before us how his earthly sojourn, it closes. Whenever he crosses the river Jordan with Elisha after visiting the school of the prophets, verse 11 says, "And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven." Elijah's taken up into glory. Why such an end here to Elijah's earthly ministry is most dramatic. Foretold here how he was taken up into heaven without having to go down into the river of death itself. He was taken up by a whirlwind into glory. The Bible speaks only of one other person leaving this world in a similar fashion without dying. And that is Enoch, way back in the book of Genesis, the man who walked with God upon the scene of time for some 300 years. And this morning, as we would think of the home calling of Elijah, the three important lessons that I believe the Lord would have us to note from this glorious event in the life of Elijah the prophet. First of all, I want you to see here that Elijah's home calling, it reminds us, each one, that there is a life to come. Verse 11, the end of it says, "And Elijah went up by a whirlwind," it says, "into heaven." Such words tell of Elijah being taken up into heaven. And it's important to say that in going to heaven, Elijah did not die. Mark chapter 9, verse 4, it tells you about his miraculous appearance with Christ to his disciples on the Mount of Transfiguration. And it says there, "And there appeared unto them," that's the disciples, "Elias," or Elijah, "with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus." And there you see that Elijah is very much alive. And what does this tell us? It proves to us that there is an afterlife. In the book of Job, the question is asked, "Man dieth and wasteth away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost. And where is he?" In other words, where does man go after this life? This is the all-important question that you and I must face and ponder and consider in this meeting today. Where does man go after this life, the scene of time? Well, the Bible tells us that at death the unsaved go down into hell, down into the pit of corruption, down into that place of everlasting.